Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Free to speak, what the U.S. Department of Education says about public school students, religious liberties, and for teachers, too. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, it's back to school time in Nebraska.
It's an exciting time of year. This week, it's been a really important conversation talking about the rights that students have in public schools, because whether you are a teacher or a student, your rights don't end when you walk into a public school.
Well, we're going to talk about teachers today. Can teachers organize prayer groups with other teachers?
And I think there's a perception out there that teachers aren't allowed to engage in anything that would be perceived as religious activity. But in fact, teachers may take part in religious or faith-based activities when it's clear that they are not participating in their official capacities. So, for example, before school or during lunch, teachers can meet with other teachers to pray or host a Bible study, just like they can engage in other conversation or non-religious activities.
So if you are an educator of faith, you're not required to leave your faith outside the door of the school.
Absolutely. And it's so important to remember that we always have an opportunity to bear witness to Christ and to the truth through our actions and our words. And it's no different in a public school.
Nate, if I'm a student of faith, can I organize a prayer group or religious clubs and announce those meetings?
Absolutely. When these things, activities or clubs or meetings, are student-led and student-driven, there is a lot of freedom. And that freedom doesn't end if it's a religious or faith-based meeting or activity. So whether it's a student who wants to organize a Bible study or a prayer group, they have that right to do so in a public school.
And I encourage you, if you are listening and you have a student in the public schools, to mark this date on your calendar. See you at the poll, where students all across America will gather to pray. It's Wednesday, September 25th. Learn more at seeyouatthepoll.com or syatp.com.